Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. The subject today is Welcome to Ego City. So, any of my detractors or haters will be particularly amused at the fact that I'm talking about egotism, predominantly because of my early karate days. In my early karate days, I would have manipulated ego. I would have played a character and tried to gain a little bit of an advantage, try to get my name out there by giving what would have been considered controversial articles or interviews back in the day. They'd be very tame now, but people actually believed it and they actually fell for a hook, line and sinker. It may have backfired on me a little bit because it may have alienated me and ostracized me from my peers and from certain groups and associations. But it was definitely a ploy, as has been used, you know, by many people, many athletes and many entertainers in the past, to get their names out there and to get their name quick is to exaggerate your character. So I'm actually not as egotistical as I might have appeared to be. But you know what? Even decades later, people probably who have never met me and don't actually know me probably have fixed opinions of who I am and what I believe in. If I got the timing better, I would have been more my true self for my competitive karate career days. And then when I switched to MMA, that's probably when I actually should have done the opposite. Instead, I was just myself and I didn't play a character, but I probably should have gone down the light entertainment route and it might have served me a little bit better in the career of MMA. But sure, that's the way it goes. They're the decisions that you make and the decisions that you don't make. So ego, what is ego? Well, basically, it's your opinion of yourself. So your opinion of yourself could be overconfident, and your opinion of yourself could be underconfident. We know people in both categories. There's oftentimes I joke about people in the overconfident category that if I'd had half of the confidence some untalented people have, if I'd had half of their self-belief that they seem to have when they don't have anything to back it up, I would have done a lot more impressive in my career. I know that you would know people that I'm talking about, people who are very over and confident, they have nothing to back it up. And then there are people who are very the opposite, who have tons of talent. I've taught many of these people who have tons of talent and they've no self-belief whatsoever. Another interesting thing is ego and confidence and self-belief differs region by region. So when I was growing up and I'm in Ireland, people said to me that you're too arrogant and you're too overconfident. So basically they're saying to me, I have too big an ego. And then when the many times that I was training and living in America, I was told the opposite. I was told that I needed to be more confident, not I was underconfident. So it's something that greatly changes and differs depending on the country that you're from and where you're living. I do think things are changing nowadays because to be a competitor, I was only ever happy with first place and I wasn't there to take part. And from an Irish point of view, when I was growing up, that was not the standard characteristic. We were definitely encouraged to, you know, the taking part that counts and not to be so focused on winning. Now that has changed a lot and there's some incredible athletes come out of Ireland. I think the whole landscape for that has changed. But ego is still a big issue. And there's two types of ego. You've got healthy ego and you've got unhealthy ego. Now the truth be told, we've got one foot in each camp. And especially if you look at your past, if you look at your life, you'll be like, yeah, if you're being honest to yourself, you go, yeah, you know, I have displayed unhealthy ego and I've displayed healthy ego. So for us, the game is to try to get rid of as much of the unhealthy ego as possible and switch to the healthy ego or swap it out. So what do I mean by even unhealthy ego? Well, unhealthy ego, I'm talking about being unhealthy for yourself, for your own mental health. So your own ego is so unhealthy that it's unhealthy for your own mental health. It could also be so unhealthy that it's unhealthy for the people around you, for their mental health. So that's what I mean by healthy ego and unhealthy. It's mainly in relation to yourself we're actually talking about. So unhealthy ego. Well, unhealthy ego would be blaming others. So somebody with an unhealthy ego is going to lay blame at other people. They can't be wrong. So if something doesn't go their way, they will find a reason that it's somebody else's fault or the environment or anything like that. And someone with a healthy ego is going to accept responsibility. So from a fighting point of view, that was a tough one, because if you lose, you couldn't say, oh, it was my coach's fault, or it was the environment's fault, or it was this fault. Like, you had to accept it so that you could go back to the drawing board and try to improve, basically, and try to learn from the experience. So that was kind of a hard one. If you won, you would probably not accept it all on your shoulders. You'd probably, as a healthy ego person, you probably will say, you know, it was my coaches and this. So basically, when something bad happened, you blamed yourself. And when it good happened, you dispersed the positivity towards other people. The next thing with an unhealthy ego is not being able to say sorry, whereas someone with a healthy ego is able to apologize when it's necessary. So somebody with an unhealthy ego thinks that, you know, everybody else is the problem, and someone with a healthy ego believes in, you know, self-development or constantly working on themselves. So, which I know you understand, because this is the podcast that you're listening to, which is the self-development podcast. So you're obviously a little bit more on the healthy ego side. But as I said, if we're being honest, there's many times in our lives where we've displayed both healthy and unhealthy. And one that I come across a lot, an unhealthy ego, is somebody who's secretly competitive or jealous, or, you know, any frenemies, or, you know, I've talked about that in the past. And obviously a healthy ego, someone with a healthy ego, somebody that can freely compliment others, they're genuinely happy to see other people doing well. It's not a reflection on themselves if the other person is doing well. They don't think it's taken away from them. One of the things that you can do to try to manage ego, because you'll never eliminate, or people will talk about transcending the ego and all that. As a human being, you have an ego. You're never going to be able to get rid of it, but you can certainly manage it or control it to a certain extent. One of the ways of doing that is giving yourself the freedom to look stupid. So allow yourself, forgive yourself for looking stupid, and allow yourself for looking stupid. What I mean by that is, if you have such a fear of looking stupid, such a fear of making mistakes and looking stupid to other people, that will stop you from attempting to achieve any of your goals in life. Because if you have such a fear of looking stupid, the fear of failure is going to be very, very strong in you. And fighters and top fighters, it's amazing to find out, and it was amazing to me, that the top fighters in the world, they're not afraid of losing, and they're not afraid, well, they may be afraid of losing, maybe afraid of getting hurt, but what trumps both of those fears is their fear of looking stupid. That actually, they had a stronger fear of being embarrassed or made look stupid than they had of losing or getting hurt, which is an actual, it makes it an incredible fear. So that fear is way stronger than you'd realize. So it's very important to try to manage the fear of looking stupid. What I say to myself, and you can use this if you want, is that we already look stupid. We're already stupid, so there's no point in worrying about it. And the more you fight against it, the more stupid you will look. Like the pothole on the road. If you focus on the pothole when you're driving, you focus on a pothole that's very close to your tires, you inevitably steer into the pothole, because that's what you are actually focusing on. That's where all your attention and your gaze was 100% focused on the pothole, so you crash into it. So if you're so worried about looking stupid, guess what's going to happen? You're probably going to look stupid, or else you won't even do anything so that you don't look stupid. It's not something that worries me too much, and therefore I don't experience it as much as I probably would if I had a very, very strong fear. I've replaced the fear of looking stupid with the fear of lost opportunity. For me, I would just hate if I missed out on something or I didn't capitalize on something because I gave into the fear of looking stupid. So that's the fear of failure. So that's actually how I've managed to compensate. Not that I'm 100% there. As I said, I would hate if you thought that these podcasts were lectures or anything like that, or me bestowing information from a mountaintop. It's not like that at all. We're all on this journey. We're all human beings. We're all sense the very things. Everything that I talk about in the podcast is something that affects every one of us. And my whole purpose really is just to get you to reflect or have a think about it yourself and just get it into your conscious thought. Once you consciously know that you're making unhealthy ego choices, it's easier to go, right, okay, that wasn't necessarily a positive ego choice, and I'll try to make a healthier ego decision. Or is it a healthy ego decision, or is it an unhealthy ego decision? So you need to get rid of the fear of looking stupid. The next healthy ego decision is not to be so concerned about others. So we can really build it up in our head that others are talking about us behind. Well, everybody is talking about you behind your back. That's just the way it is. Accept that and don't even worry about it, because none of us are that interesting anyway. I don't care. Maybe I'll do a special podcast if you're an A-list celebrity, but none of us are that interesting. No one's really talking about us as much as we think they are. You know, we're only living our own lives. So I guess our only perspective is the shoes that we walk in, right? So all of us are thinking that, I don't know, I guess we think our lives are more important than other people's lives, if you really break it down. I guess we think our time is more important than other people's time, that our struggles are bigger and larger than other people's struggles, and that we deserve more than everybody else. I think all of us have thought like that at some stage or another, or in one form or another. So now that consciously that you realize that, it's up to us to try to kind of manage that, because it's not really healthy thought, and it's also not really true. So you can be forgiven, because, as I said, this is the only life you've ever lived. It's only your life. So we can think that the world revolves around us, but it doesn't really. So stop worrying so much about what other people think, because they're not really thinking as much of you as you think that they may be. As I said, even if you're an A-list celebrity, they're not really. So don't be worrying, and don't be basing any of your life decisions on other people that probably don't really matter to you in your life anyway. You're trying to impress people that aren't of that much importance to you, and you're probably not of that much importance to them. So that might sound like a real negative thing, but it was supposed to give you the peace of mind to be able to go forth with your own mission, your own life, and your own legacy, and not be caught up and tripped up by your own ego of worrying about what people are going to think, and worrying about failing, and worrying about looking stupid. Just keep in mind, we already look stupid, so just don't worry about it. Just continue on and concentrate on your own best life and what it is that you want to achieve. There's loads of examples of unhealthy ego and healthy ego. There's no need to list them all. I'm sure you have your own examples, and I would absolutely love to hear what you think about the subject. Has ego held you back? Is it holding you back? Have you ever made decisions in the past based on ego and then regretted them in the future? Anything like that, I would absolutely love to hear if it's relevant. It's a fascinating subject. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.